Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, hello there. I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to just welcome all of our Christian Television Network audience and our radio audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I don't know if you've been listening. You need to catch up in regards to the heart of Nehemiah. I mean, God is just really just encouraging us as we are going through, what does it take to rebuild the walls? And this is what Jesus says. The Word of God says, he tells us that, you know, we're living stones. We're living stones being built together into a spiritual house, a house for the Lord. And, you know ye not that you're the temple of God? And it's not really, you know, lumber, stucco, and bricks. It's people. And so when you read about the heart of Nehemiah and you understand, my goodness, you know, this is a prophecy about building the church, building the body of Christ up. With this, build each other. Know ye not that you're the building of God? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, right.
And you're being tightly fit together, you know, in truth and love. Our unity, when we're together, we look and demonstrate the house of God because we ourselves are the house of God. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you, you know, to stay tuned. We're going to be, don't forget, we're 4 programs back to back, and we're going to continue that this week in the programs. But right this moment, I will first want to say a happy birthday to my mother and her twin sister.
Mm.
Today is, it's so funny that every time my mother has a birthday, her twin has the same, it's amazing.
I keep working like that.
I mean, they've shared everything since day one.
Wow.
Totally amazing. Not everything, but, you know, they have, you know.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving. And, but I just want to say happy birthday to my mother and just tell her how much I love her and how thankful to the Lord I am for her. And her humor and her love for God and her love for her family and all the prayers that have gone up. And I just want to encourage everybody to give their mother a hug today. I got a special gift, hone from the earth that I'm looking forward to giving her later on today. But I just want to say happy birthday, mother, and happy birthday to my aunt, which is her sister, Carolyn.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We'd sing happy birthday to you, but it'd take too much time, and there's notes that have never been heard before, so we're not going to ever do that.
We want to keep the audience to
that. And today, but today, this particular program, we're going to be talking about, this is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a day that we focus on the man, today that we focus on his accomplishments and it's an amazing man, an amazing man. And, you know, Pat and I were talking in my office this week. We're just thinking, you know, hey, wow, you know, we're gonna get a chance. We're going to get to meet him.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get to meet him. And I mean, think of all the people that you want to meet
uniquely
because we're Americans and we're Christian Americans and he's a Christian American and he stood up, you know, before the Lord as a great witness of the Lord's love and also constitutionally sound and how he did it. And it's like amazing that it's because God was with him. Right. And I see Dr. King as an apostle, a Christian apostle in America that led America to God's original intent for this nation or began to lead it to his original intent. And so this is a day to remember. So I encourage you, you know, if you haven't yet gone to the torch, go to vfntv.com. And click on the torch, and in that, the VFN torch, you'll see many articles about Dr. King as we, over the years, are just talking about him and how God is revealing even more depths of what he was doing through Dr. King. And I mean, 2013 was a year of God just downloading some horrific, atrocious, historical things. Mm. In America's history, but then he tops it off with saying, and that's 90% of its existence, you know, and we're talking about America, not the United States of America, America. And somebody said, what happened in 1492? This is, that's the day that the First Nation people found out that they were Indians, you know, it was like, but prior to that, this is our land, you know, what happened there. And we're not going to talk about how we went through generations of fantasizing, chasing after Indians, playing cowboys and Indians on our television sets or and children's, you know, promoting the whole concept of hunting down a First Nation person and then putting the First Nation folks in camps, you know, in
Concentration camps.
Well, not concentration camps. But anyway, they'll come to us in a moment.
Reservations.
And it's just like, you know, over and over again, 2013, with tears, you know, I'm just thinking, dear God, you know, forgive us. Forgive the sins of our fathers.
Wow.
And some of the things about, you know, we're talking about and focusing on in this short period of time, and there's so much more on the VFN Torch, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., this is a day set aside to be able to remember him, his work, his words, his speeches. And, but when you look at American history, it is amazing. I mean, people every day on our $20 bill, we have the face of a man was our president. And it's just like, he pushed the First Nation folks, which you may refer to them as Indians. He pushed them out of their houses, out of their things, out of their stuff, west of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
West of the Mississippi, because people wanted their stuff and their things and their prosperity and things were going on. And so then when you look at, for example, the Muskogee, you know, Derek and I were talking about this yesterday, Derek Rice, and about the Muskogee Indians that were in Northwest Florida, that he pushed them west of the Mississippi. And so they began to establish a whole city, which eventually became known as the Black Wall Street, because the African Americans flourished there in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow.
But then you have the riots of 1921, when this falsified lie, where this lady says this man, this African American, fell on her, this white woman, and that he tried to attack her and molest her. Even later on, she said that it didn't happen. But people are looking for, you have to understand, evil is looking for an opportunity to manifest itself. You can't explain your way out of it. It's just looking for an inlet to loose itself, like a Ferdinand moment, you know, Archduke Ferdinand moment, or like what happened in the day of Broken Glass. But in 1921, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, it was the worst massacre of American life like that in the history in 1921. And if you can see it, hopefully we'll have some reference material to it today on the VFN Torch. And I believe it's called The Burning or something. There's a book and some others as well that's out there. But just understand our history. Understand, you know, when Dr. King, for example, and many others, but Dr. King is standing up. What we admire about Dr. King is the fact that he loved his country and he loved God, and he was able to love in the midst of so much hate. And he knew, even Daddy King, his father, I mean, the first message from the pulpit after the loss, the tragic loss, assassination of his son, Dr. King, was about love and forgiveness.
Mm.
And it's like, my goodness, dear Lord, help us to live the life that you live. That's what Jesus lived. I mean, Jesus lived that life. And so when you think about it, that, I think about Rose, it was Greenwood Community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where that, massacre happened in 1921. And it wasn't, you have to understand this, it wasn't until 1996, I believe, 1996, did they even acknowledge that this was a reality in the history of Oklahoma.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, 1996.
Wow.
Wow.
And you're thinking, like, why am I struggling? It's like, first of all, you don't teach this in school. You know, right. You go, you learn to read and write, and you read, remember dates, and you have this whole history. And so I can see why when President Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, says we need to rewrite history, what I believe she's saying, and I don't know, I hadn't talked to her about it, but no, I can see where it needs to be written right. I need to go back. We got to write everything in, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, where am I in this if 90% of the existence of America since 1492 that I've been oppressed as a human being, and I'm not even in there? I mean, 1921, it's not, I mean, all the books up to 1921 didn't even, they started, aren't teaching it now, but all the way up to 19, they weren't even there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think about Rosewood down in Florida, when just north of Tampa, and there was a particular lady there, that white lady, that had an affair on her husband with this other man, and he beat her, the one she's having an affair with. So instead of just saying, I cheated on you, my husband, she blamed it on, she said African-American had done this to her, and she lied. And immediately, the spirit over the land at that time went to the local African-American community and began to just pulverize it and and kill and hang. I mean, you have to understand the gruesomeness of our history, where they had to literally take the people in that city and relocate them to Gainesville, Florida, but they burned the whole town wow. down. And so when you see stuff like what happened down in Tampa and you see things that are happening, you have to understand that we've got, as the church now, I'm talking as the church, people who profess to be followers of Jesus Christ, and he says, who says, go make disciples of the nations, which means followers of him, and unite together as one, because this is my commandment to you, love one another. By this, they will know you're my disciple, and that is the greatest witness we have. And besides, if you don't love your brother, you don't even know me. Mm-hmm. And that's the Jesus that we profess and to follow. And it's just like, it's a horrific history. But in the midst of all this, in the midst of while that governor is down there in Mississippi and he's standing and protesting at Ole Miss, you know, saying, you know, we have our traditions and we will not integrate the schools. And it's just like, Jiminy, raises crickets. You know, what are you doing? What spirit was over this land? And in the name of God. And see, that's the biggest damage of all. The biggest damage of all is what's been, so somebody's prostituted Jesus's name.
Yeah.
They prostituted who he was and who the church is, and they used it to oppress the people. And that's happened way over culture again and again and again, but we're talking about America. And so you're thinking, my goodness, how much damage has our fathers done, not all of our fathers, but the fathers and, you know, somebody's father's father right. has done in this nation. And this is what the Lord tells us, that we have to repent for the sins of the father. And we're talking about Nehemiah, you know, and you gotta listen to the heart of Nehemiah. But that's one thing he deals with, his own sin, but he also deals with the sin before God of his fathers. And he says, this is what God has put in his heart to do. Mm-hmm. And just because someone killed Dr. King in 1968, it doesn't mean things are finished. It means he's been assassinated, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That means a horrific thing has happened, but that doesn't mean things are solved. That's even worse. You know, we got to have this as a church. We got to have this conversation. And just recently, you know, as we talked about on BFN Radio, you know, you have people that, I mean, there are always going to be folks who claim they're the church, who claim they're doing, you know, God a favor when they're killing you and oppressing you. Mm. But we as the church need to disassociate ourselves from that and say that's unjust, it's wrong, and it's not of God. If we don't stand up for the ones who are suffering oppression, we will suffer the plight of those in oppression from God.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you wait too late, you're bait. Mm-hmm. And when we get back from this break, we're gonna listen to 1963, just about 5 minutes, just hear Dr. King's speeches. We honor him today and what he stood for in the civil rights movement that took place in America.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can faith-based groups lawfully meet in a privately owned facility? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
We just recently, in our little senior housing group, started a little singing Christian worship on Sunday afternoon. Well, we were informed that it is illegal because the land was donated by the state and going through the Constitution separation of church and state, that it is illegal for us to worship or gather as a singing group or anything as far as Christianity is concerned.
That's absolutely incorrect. There's not a prohibition that says basically if you are a Christian group or meeting as Christians and for praise and worship that all of a sudden now you're excluded from a facility that somehow has governmental involvement in it. That's just not the law. Let me get you in touch, Patsy, with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice and get you some help on this situation right away.
Get involved. Find out how at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I'm going to tell you, if you missed any of our programs, we have 4 programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, uh-huh. and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend. You may be joining us today, and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org, and you can read some of our stories.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking and celebrating and just remembering Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who I believe was a Christian American apostle. Because you think about it. I say that because, you know, and Dr. King even said this in his speeches. He would say, you know, if I was in any other country, I could understand what was going on if I was in this country or that country. But we're in America, and I'm only holding you. We're only holding you what's written on the papers and what he's talking about, which people have belittled today so much. He's talking about the U.S. Constitution. You know, and the preamble says that we're all created by our Creator with equal rights and just laws and justice for all. And that's what he was saying. He was just talking from the Constitution. And so he, as an American Christian, he showed us how to have faith in God. You know, I fear no man. I fear no dogs. And he talks about, I don't fear anything. You know, I've been to the mountaintop. And so he understood he had a fear of God, and he was just going to do what God wanted him to do. And in the context of that, he brought us, you know, he confronted, God confronted America. You know, he confronted America, and you could, no matter all the politics couldn't work, weasel this way out of it. Mm-mm. All the governors and the sheriffs were being exposed across the land and made to, you know, it was just surfacing.
Yeah.
The strongholds were surfacing, and those that, and the thing is, don't ever sell out for power. Be willing to live with a bread, some crumbs of bread right before God, to take advantage of your brother in the context of that. And that's what happened over and over again. Men would not let go of power because they sold out to the political pushers at the time that would push agendas on folks. Because it wasn't the majority of America, you know, just like Dr. King said, and you can hear more of his speeches, but he says, I believe that there's more good than bad, but they're silent. And I'm speaking to those folks. Mm-hmm. And he was right. Yeah. He was totally right. As a matter of fact, let's listen right now. 1963, right here before the Lincoln Memorial. Think about it. The Lincoln Memorial, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, you know, in 1863. This is 1963, 100 years later, at the feet of the statue of the man.
Wow.
Who signed the Emancipation Proclamation, why everybody's, it was so hot that their feet was actually wading in the pond right there in front of it there. And so listen to this. In the context of this, you know, here comes this man of God, I believe an apostle, that's just going to just pour his heart out and just listen to these words. Listen to, this man is painstakingly, the speech of the Lord developed in his heart over the period of time. There was one particular lady there when he was going one direction. She finally said, just say what you've been saying.
Mahalia Jackson.
Yeah, Mahalia Jackson. Just say what you've been saying. Don't, you know, don't. It's like the people that some of these ladies get married and they go, you know, this guy's falling in love with this girl, but she has this fantasy about marriage. So she comes and does her hair totally different. She does everything totally different. And all of a sudden he goes, who is this woman? You know, it's like, that was this other person. And then quite often we mess it up by not doing what God developed us to do in the context of that. Listen to the speech, 1963, Dr. King, 100 years after the Emancipation. Think about it, 100 years after everybody says, oh, the Emancipation Proclamation, 100 years later, and it still hadn't broke yet. Listen up.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
We remember Dr. King. This day, a day of remembrance, let's don't drop the torch. Let's hold fast to the price that so many has paid to bring us, where God is saying, listen, this is America, this is your original tent. Listen to this apostle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I am speaking to you. I have raised up a voice to tell you, this is my intention for you. If you return to my original intent for this nation, I'll bless you. But if you leave it, I brought you in this world. I'll take you out of this world. And the preamble of the Constitution that he is speaking of and that you are supposed to live by, that you get your rights from in the context from God through this Constitution, the context of it, he says this is the preamble of the Constitution. We the people, that's you, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. And that's what Dr. King is saying, is justice. Establish justice. That's why he said an unjust law is not just at all, because the Constitution says that we're to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. How can oppressing your brother in America be domestic tranquility? Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our children, our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we thank you. We remember you. And we thank you for your sacrifice and all those that stood up to bring us back to God's original intent for this nation.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
And, you know, we have a special offer for you, and I want to tell you about it. It's called Convergence. My goodness, it's a prophetic word. That's amazing. And the whole title is called The Convergence, A Choir of Prophetic Words. And it talks about ineptocracy. Unless America turns, America will burn, and the coming great awakening. I mean, this was a word that was shared, a convergence, a coming together, if you will, of prophetic words that was just really absolutely amazing. And I remember this day like it was yesterday, mm-hmm. because it just... God just filled the studio. We were so gripped. But you're going to hear words from Rick Joyner. You're going to hear words from Greg. Vision that God gave me regarding the economy and it crashing. You're going to hear words from David Wilkerson, Steve Hill. And it seems that all of these words are just coming together at one time. Because listen, God is preparing his church. God is preparing his church. He's getting ready for a third great awakening. We want you to have this special offer. You can go to VFNTV.com, make an offer, any offer. We want to get it to you so that you can be aware, you can know what God is saying, and so that you can prepare. Again, go to VFNTV.com, select a special offer, and get it today and share it with a friend.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome all of our Christian Television Network audience and our radio audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos. If you missed our segment on Dr. King, you've got to catch it. You've got to catch it because it's just coming. I can just feel this crescendo of God that's saying now. Jubilee now. Mm. I mean, it's time. And it's an amazing, and I believe, a third great awakening. And I know that Rick Joyner with the Morningstar Ministries wrote about in one of his writings. He wrote some pretty deep books. As one is that you know, where we are, though, the third great awakening is going to come through the African American in America. And mm-hmm. I said, let it come. Yes. You know, whatever we need to do to help facilitate whatever you want to do, God, in our country. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Amen.
So cool. Well, we're going to continue our conversation. You don't forget, we have four programs back to back, and you know, this week we're going to continue talking about the heart of Nehemiah. You know, it's the secret to rebuilding the church in America, really. You know, the heart of Nehemiah, and it fits right in. By the way, if you missed that particular program on Dr. King, it's like, hey, we have to deal with the sins of our fathers. We're going to have to deal with those things and come to the place that God will want us to come. But I know that we were in Nehemiah chapter 2, and it was amazing how, isn't it amazing how you're just wow. watching? And mm-hmm. it's so cool, as we're going to find out later on, is that he says, this is what God's put in my heart to do.
Mm.
And so God put this inside Nehemiah's heart. He didn't all of a sudden say, hey, I got a great concept. You know, I want to do this thing. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of good intentions, but God didn't call them to do that. You know, maybe that's not the season to do that.
Right.
Maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, think about the torch and the sword, the vision that God had given, you know, Rick Joyner, and he's saying, you know, the wisdom basically told him, don't take it. What are you doing? Don't take that step now. You would have just died. You would have just, and you know, if you show up before, if David would have started printing business cards when he was playing music for Saul, he would not have mm-hmm. made it into the leadership God had for him. It's just the way it is. And mm-hmm. so you got to wait for that timing. And it's God that promotes. And a promotion, my understanding in the Lord, means you have more burden to bear and more price to pay. Mm-hmm. And God wants to do something significant. It's not what you hear in the American gospel. Promotion is like, I just got a raise at work. It's like, no, mm-hmm. I'm going to actually use you to hone out more stones, you know. And Jonah got it promoted, for example.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I don't want this promotion. Jonah, go ahead. I'm going to promote you to Nineveh. You're going to go tell them. That's a promotion. Is
honed.
That not?
He got honed, yes.
That is a that's a promotion. You know, okay, I've taken you through this, and now I'm going to use you here to do this. And the training for that promotion was something like a shipwreck, tossed seas, and tossed lunch by a well. Anyway, so we're looking at, you know, here Nehemiah has come back. We're just catching up here in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 19. Remember, he cast vision right before that, and he cast such a detailed vision, just like Habakkuk 2:2-3 says to do it, and hopefully that's referenced in these, is that he tells us very specifically how you have to write it. You have to write it so clearly what God is showing to you that other people can run with it, not just so you can run with it. You know, why did you need to even communicate it to anybody if you're the only one that's going to run with it? Doesn't mean people are going to run with it, but it means you did not get in the way of giving people the opportunity to run with God and what God was going to do through that particular season and what God was doing. And so he wrote it down. He spoke it out and everything. Imagine this. Everything's in ruins. I mean, everything's scattered. All the stones are scattered. The gates are burned. You know, he's already came out of his broken state, and you can't not build while you're broken. You cannot build if you're still going through all this mourning, because you're not ready yet, because it's going to be dysfunctional in how you communicate what God's going to do. Now, you had to go through that phase to understand and have the empathy for what you're doing, but know the fact that at this particular point, that now he's clear, he's confident, this is what we're going to do. God has put his hand on him, and so therefore favor has come his way to be able to do it. And that's how you know. We talked about that. And so then, in the context of this, then he cast a vision, and they say, the people say, let us get started. Let us get started. So they began to do the work. And that's so important. You know, I'm not understanding this, and this is why we're talking about this, is why I'm talking about this, is the fact that if somebody's casting vision, what the Lord is saying before you, don't be a typical American and just watch it like you're watching TV. He's casting vision on you, so God's telling you what's going on, so you can say, okay, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
And what people do in America, they just watch TV, they watch their phones, they watch cable, they watch others, they watch sports, they watch, and it's like, no, you're in the movie. This is you actually doing it. And so the vision is cast so you can say, you know, I want to do this. I want to actually do this thing. And so in that, he cast it, and that's what they say. And one of the dilemmas that's been happening in the church that I've noticed is that most people just watch church, a holy building, a holy man in a holy moment with holy clothes, with a holy message, with a holy this, and they just leave and they go, wow, that was holy. You know, that was holy in the context of it. And so, you know, with that, it's not going to ever happen. The walls are not going to be built if all you do is watch preachers preach, if all you do is watch prophets prophesy, if all you do is hear people cast vision and you go, oh, I can't wait till they do all that. It's all of us together working together to accomplish. God sends a trumpet. He sends a warning. He sends a direction. He puts something on a man or a woman's heart or many of his people's hearts, like he says in Amos, and he speaks it out, and all of us go, this is God. This is good. Let's do what God is saying. And so everything breaks down at this one moment in time. No matter how well you did in the whole process to this point on this journey, if you're still a voyeur, you're still just watching it happen. You feel like you're actually playing football, but you've never, never, never even smelt the grass on the field. You bought the jerseys. You got your stickers up. You know, you talk about your team all the time, but you've never played ball. You never played ball. You never even thought about. You've criticized players. You've criticized quarterbacks. You complain about calls by the referees, but you've never been on the field. At this point, you have to say, this is good. I'm going to not only get the uniform on to be a fan. I'm not going to be a player. I'm going to get in the game. It all breaks down at this one moment, don't it?
Yeah.
It all breaks down because they had to respond when they heard what God wanted done in their generation. They had to say, let's us get started building. And it's going to be difficult because what it's going to cost you is all the stuff that you wouldn't give up originally. You're going to have to let it go. It's going to cost you everything. He says, unless you've measured the cost. And to be my disciple, it's going to cost you everything. And somebody convinced you it's not going to cost you nothing. So therefore, you try to keep everything. And now you're just watching it. And you think you're actually in it when you're just watching it. Ain't that going to be some stuff when you stand before the throne of God and as a fan and you point at your best number one player who has the best statistics in the kingdom of God for doing things. You go, look, I was his fan. I was her fan. I bought all of their CDs. I got all their downloads. I did all this kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, they were pretty. They were pretty awesome, weren't they? Yeah, well, well done. They were well done, good and faithful servant. And you were a pretty good fan. Away from me, though, I never knew you. But you workers of iniquity.
That's right.
I never knew you. And you got to play. It's just, you know, do as I do. Jesus said, you know, get in the game. And so at this point, we don't want it breaking down. If we heard what God is saying, and if you're not around, if you're not around folks, or you're not hearing from God, find the people who are, because it's not like, you know, I get a get out of responsibility free card because I chose to be around somebody who has a stiff neck and blinded eyes and deaf ears. They don't hear, and they're stuck on this repeat cycle: grace, 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 grace. I mean, it's just like, okay, got it. World's falling apart right now. Economy's crashing. We're poking Israel in the eye. Help me wake up here. Church is falling apart. We're buying into false doctrines. You know, it's like, grace, grace, grace. It's almost like the march beating drum to the showers at the Holocaust, the concentration camps. Grace, grace. Just get into the theater. Remember? Just get on in there. What, they're giving you a hard to get on in there. It's like, no, I am not going in the gas chamber. They drag me. Anyway, so, and so here, and so this, understand, Don't skip over this point of commitment to what God is saying, because the rest of it is null and void. If you didn't, all these parts connect. They connect. And at that point, you know, it's better not to watch it all and convince yourself you're doing it than to watch it and be hampered by the enemy convincing you're actually doing something when you're really just watching something. Because you can watch a movie. You can watch a movie and you can go through all these emotions. You can go through all this ups and downs and this is sad and happy or whatever. And it was all said and done. It was a movie. It wasn't really real, but you went, you felt these feelings and all that. And that's what it can be like when you're watching the church. You can actually be convinced because you're going through these emotions and this happiness and sadness. And it's like Francis Chan said, that was great. I felt that. I even cried, you know, and then they leave and they're not unchanged. And, so I want to say at this point, you know, so that's why you need to know, is this God? Is, you know, what's God saying to this generation? What is he saying to us? What is the expectations of us? And hopefully, you know, you're starting to hear, because I'm hearing a crescendo, you know, of God's folks, you know, from a lot of different places, hearing from the same Lord, same Spirit. So all of a sudden, here they're starting to build. So everything's cool now, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're starting to build. Everything's fine. We bought into the vision, God. We're going to do this thing. We're going to do it. And all of a sudden, verse 19, again, here comes Sanballat the Horonite. You know what I'm saying? And Tobiah and these officials come from Geshem, and the Arabs, they heard about it. They heard, again, heard the first time they came, and they thought, who is this doing anything for the Jews? Who is this? Who is it? What are they doing anything good for the Israel, for God's folks? Don't you know we don't want anything good for done for them? And then finally, he gets cast the vision. He lays it all out. They say, yes, this is God. We're going to do this thing. And when they do that and they begin to build, and you got to understand this, this is going to happen. Get over the fact that, you know, CNN's not going to love you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just not. You know, they may have moments where that, you know, you stand out because somebody appeared on some street and prayed for somebody, and they're trying to figure out where this mysterious man appeared at the wreck scene and
right.
You know, the mystery type thing. And then they find out it was somebody that actually stopped and went up and prayed for him.
It was an angel.
Oh, it was a, okay. Anyway. So, in the context of that, so all of a sudden these guys come up and they started, now that they're at the next level, the first level was they were thinking. They were looking at things, and Nehemiah was not sharing in detail what God had laid on his heart. Now he shared with the close core of folks who were going to begin to build. And as soon as they heard, as Sanballat heard what was going on, immediately the whole crew came down and they began to mock and begin to ridicule. Mock and ridicule. Understand this. This is what's going to happen. It's never going to stop. This is what's going to continue to happen. It's not that it stops someday. It just doesn't bother you.
Mm.
You know, I remember the young man that was going, as new in the Lord, and he was wondering, you know, about his sin nature, and he's sitting there with his elbows on his knees and just worn out. You know, he's going to Bible school and doing everything you should do to go after God, and but he was still there. He was still, and so he looks exhausted, and his head's almost hanging between his knees, even though his elbows are on his knees, and he says, when will this stop? When will this stop? Bless his heart. You know, I'm like, oh, it'll never stop. Right. You just won't feel it anymore. And it was like, oh, that was amazing. Mm. And so, so the mocking and the ridiculing, which is really, it's a tactic. It's a Lucifer tactics, what it is. And they start saying things and you have to be careful what you're listening to, even though it's happening. And we talk, I won't tell you what they're saying, what you'll begin to hear. It's very dangerous because you build by faith, and doubt is the enemy of faith, and that's what the ridicule is going to try to do after this message.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want you to hear right now, the VFN Dream Center, you got to hear this. You got to hear what God is doing. Listen up.
I just speak to the nation now. All the way from Oregon to California. From Maine to Miami. Dear God, send fire. Fuego. Burn the sin, God, out of our lives. A third great awakening, God. Lord, we don't look to men. We don't look on the horizons. We look up because you're the God that answers by fire. Hey, sin revival, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for screaming and yelling and complaining about darkness while we ourselves were darkness. And we pray, God, for everybody that we blamed who never even said yes to you, who never even said they wanted to make you the Lord of their life, and we blame our darkness on them. Lord, forgive us, and we break that curse off of them, and we say, Lord, may they know your love. And your forgiveness and your mercy, God. Forgive us for judging the world. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we, oh God? The children of the light.
The children of the day is what he calls us. You're listening to a brief moment when the glory of God was so thick at the VFN Dream Center on the Emerald Coast. You can actually join us virtually or join us there. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Listen, our God says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is over you. Understand that, that the glory of God, the presence of God, is what separates us from everything else that's out there. Listen, get connected. Maybe God's saying, now's the time, today's the day. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. VineFellowshipNetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about the heart of Nehemiah, and here this ridicule of mocking spirits taking place with Sanballat, and basically anybody that's held captive by Lucifer to do his will, I mean, they're going to be used. And that's how you pretty much can tell who's held captive, by how their mouth's being used. And James talks about it, says their tongue is set on fire by hell. Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, when Satan used his mouth to put doubt. And so you can tell what spirit's coming when ridicule. God's not going to ridicule. He didn't come to condemn you. He came to encourage you. And some of the biggest things to tell you right up front, to get over the shock of who's going to ridicule you, who's going to surrender their tongue. Don't, I mean, you can, if you don't, if you're, you know, your biggest test of all is seeing that it's Peter who walks with you, that it's a family member, that it's a brother in the Lord, that it's a minister, that it's the last least likely person you would ever thought would surrender their tongue. And in blindness, they speak that over you. And there's some folks, it's just like the reason why they hang around is just to continually speak that into your. And it's just like, do you realize every time you open your mouth for the last some odd years, you're saying exactly the same thing over and over and over again, and doesn't even realize the damage that they're doing. And so you got to be able to just move on despite that and realize that even though Peter was used for that moment, that he would preach one of the most awesome sermons and the thousands would get saved because he wasn't what he was being attacked with. But the mocking and the ridiculing's taking place. Everybody's beginning to build. It just got started. And so many people say, man, we just got started. Why is this thing happening? Why did something break down now? And why did this go wrong now? And, you know, why is this bad press now? And it's like, hey, it's part of the journey. Mm-hmm. And understanding that, that, you know, don't, you know, say, don't think it's not going to happen. Just be prepared to God will give you grace to respond appropriately during it, why it's actually happening. And realize that how you handle that, and we failed at times. I mean, I failed at times at how to handle it because you're just so shocked. You're just shocked in how that would happen. And so I have people around me going, don't. And I do it again. And they're like, I just can't believe this couldn't be true. Did he just punch me? Is that what's going on? Let's just do it again. No. Boom. I think the third punch, I think I'm getting there. He's a Sanballat spirit. And so if you haven't yet gone to the VFN TV store and gotten Rebuilding the Walls, Discerning the Spirit of Sanballat versus Nehemiah, you need to get it, because you got to discern. You got to say, is this a spirit of Nehemiah? Is this a spirit of Sanballat? We have it available for you in the VFN TV store. So he's mocking. And remember that we live by faith. We walk by faith. We build by faith. The only thing that pleases the Lord is us having faith in him and his salvation and his movement and our life and him doing a work through us. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so what is the purpose of Satan's ridicule and mockery? To create doubt in you. To all of a sudden, you heard clearly, you had the vision was clear in your life. You heard when it was said to you, it was confirmed to you, it was confirmed in the one who delivered it in their life to you. I mean, it's all around you, but all of a sudden you started hanging out with people who ridicule God, who ridicule what God is doing. And you're wondering why you're filled with doubt. And you just keep on doing it. And somebody says, well, if you hang out with a mocker, you know, you're gonna suffer.
Hello.
You're gonna be broken away from the direction and the vision of God. If you hang out with one who ridicules, you'll eventually become somebody who ridicules. I mean, it's just the way it works. Because it's a spirit. It is a spirit. And it's not okay, even though you're around a whole bunch of folks, maybe, that likes to do a lot of ridicule, and you're in the ridicule choir of the first left or the first right. Well, that's even better. And so that that it doesn't mean it's right because everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is what God would say, if everybody jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff too?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is things they start sowing because the vision is clear. Everybody's building now. Everything's going, happening. But this is what the people who are held captive by Lucifer to do as well, Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem and the Arabs. And they're saying, what is this you're doing? What is this you're doing? Are you rebelling against authority? Are you rebelling against the king? It's so funny. It's like, are you rebellious one you? Even bringing up the concept. The one who have ridiculed the king, have ridiculed everything that he's ever done, and you're going to stand up now and you're going to start saying, are you in rebellion to the king? Are you in rebellion to authority? It's like, don't even go there. Because it's amazing how Lucifer's will use the lips and tongues of others to take God's word, to twist it in a way that would stop you from rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, rebuilding the church. And understand, you got to look at their fruit. What are you doing? If you have not picked up a stone, if you had not even bought into what God is saying, if you're not even walking the walk, if you don't have any good fruit in your life, I don't care how much of the Bible you have memorized. I don't care how many times you preached or taught or what kind of big Jesus pen you got going on, all that kind of stuff. But Jesus said this. He said, many people are going to be like that. He said, you'll be able to discern the true folks by their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to, a true believer is not going to come against the church.
Mm.
You know, it's like Lecrae said, he says, you got to love her. She's the church.
That's right.
And by the way, you got to love her. She's the church. And if you get wounded by her, we were speaking recently to someone, you could tell how wounded they were by the church. I mean, it's just going to happen. Any relationship is going to be wounding. But all of a sudden they begin to repel the church. And I was like, oh, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You can't do a work of God while you're repelling God.
Mm.
You know, God loves the church. And so that's one way we realize that what spirits of, but he's challenging them, rebelling against the king. But you remember because he did what was right and he did it the right way. He did what God said on his heart. He had the authority of the king. He had a letter with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking in agreement and had the blessing of the king because God's hand was upon him. And so that's the confidence that you can have. But if you start something in rebellion, then how are you going to have confidence? And by the way, Satan laughs at anything birthed in rebellion.
Mm.
But just the fact is, how are you going to defend against something such as this way, you know? And this is the response, and this is a beautiful response, because this is the original thing that happened. And you always don't ever forget your original call. Don't ever forget what God has said to you. And this is how he answered these guys who were ridiculing and mocking and questioning the vision and questioning, aren't you rebelling against authority here? He answered in verse 20. He said this. He says, the God of heaven will give us success.
Mm.
Think about that. You know, if you can't say that, it's because it's your vision. You didn't hear from God. But if God has called you to do something, you can have radical, despite everything that's going on, he's shown you what he's going to do. He's told you what he's going to do. So you can hold fast and believe in that when everything just looks, you know, you haven't even picked up the first stone yet. You're being ridiculed. You're being mocked. You know, you're being threatened. You're being lied on. Things are being twisted, you know, and all this is going on because God did, if he did call you and he did show you and he did tell you, and he's the hand of the Lord was upon you and he's the one that put this in your heart to do, you can do it with all your might and you can proclaim to everyone, every doubter, every naysayer, you can say, listen, the God of heaven will give us success.
Mm.
And that's what you know, if you're starting to doubt what God has already told you to do and you shared it with those who have a vision and they bought into what God is saying and they're doing it and you're all terrified because of Sanballat, how are they going to believe when you don't even believe what you're preaching?
Mm.
You preach for 2 hours and go sit in a coffee shop and speak all this doubt and unbelief and fear and mockery and all that instead of saying, who is this man? Who is this woman? And it's like, you can proclaim, think about it. The God of the universe spoke to you, gave you a vision. He said, this is what I want. You know, come heck or high water, come furnaces or not furnaces, come death or come life. Listen, to be absent from this body is to be present with God, but God has called you to a plan. He said, I want you to rebuild the walls, Nehemiah. This is what I want you to do. And so despite all of this attack against him, he said, listen, the God of heaven who has his hand on me, saying, who's called me, who's put this in my heart, because this wouldn't have been in my heart, the God of heaven will give us success.
Mm.
We, his servants, will start rebuilding. In other words, they didn't let it get in their way. But as for you, You have no share in Jerusalem, any claim or historical right to it. And that's what we need to stand for Israel today and say, listen, this land belongs to the Jews.
That's right.
Don't go divide the land. Dear God, stop America from being involved in pushing them, as Secretary Kerry said, by spring, to be able to have a new peace deal. A new peace deal over there with dividing the land. Listen, this land belongs to Jerusalem, and understand the land of the church, the kingdom of God, does not belong to an unbeliever.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially, that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I want to encourage you, as you're listening to PFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can
that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.